This is Semester's End, a Stargate Atlantis fanfic written by Telesilla and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is part of the Ventura Highway series, a series of snapshots from a life in which Rodney teaches at California State University, Channel Islands, and John owns Boards, Boards, and More Boards, a surf snow skate shop in Ventura, California. The story is rated NC-17. Contains the pairing Rodney McKay, John Shepard. It's 2 a.m. by the time Rodney gets all his final grades loaded into the university's course management system. "I swear to God," he says, scowling, "I am going to spend at least part of my vacation designing a whole new system. The one we have now sucks." "I'm going to take your computers away from you for a week," John says. Rodney looks terrified, and, with his hair all tufted from where he's been running his hands through it in despair, a little like a rumpled, freaked-out chipmunk. "You can't do that! I have things and stuff on there!" His hands rest on the keyboard of his laptop as if to reassure it, and John shakes his head. "Maybe the gaming computer can stay," he says. "There's that new sci-fi MMORPG I thought we could try." "I have an article to write, and there's that conference in Boston next spring. I need to work on a paper for that." John knows this mood. Knows that if he lets Rodney keep going, Rodney'll sit at the kitchen table all night, getting more and more frustrated as his thoughts grow more and more elusive. Time to bring out the big guns. "Let's talk about it in the morning," he says, yawning and stretching enough so that his shirt rides up and his loose pajama pants slide down a little on his hips. Rodney's eyes go wide, and he licks his lips, and John thinks he has got him. But no, he shakes his head and turns back to his computer. "Don't try to tempt me with your belly and your slinkiness. I have real work to do here." Leaning against the doorway, John closes his eyes and remembers the last time Rodney blew him. It had been quick and dirty, Rodney returning the favor after John had shown Rodney just how hot he thought Rodney was in what Rodney referred to as academic drag. It had been good enough blowing him, but seeing Rodney kneeling there in front of him in that black robe had been fucking fantastic in a weird way. John's getting hard just thinking about it, and he runs a hand down the front of his pants, rubbing his cock slowly. You don't play fair." Opening his eyes, John sees Rodney staring at him. Rodney licks his lips again. "Come to bed and you can do whatever you want with it." He slides his hand down, and then back up again, making it clear if it isn't already what he's talking about. "If you'd rather stay up, I can take care of it myself." No, just let me work on this for a minute and then..." "Okay, I'll just wait for you here." John runs his hand across his belly, and then follows the line of coarse hair down under his pants to his cock. Keeping his eyes closed, he strokes it slowly, not wanting to get too close before he manages to distract Rodney. He hears the chairs scrape across the tile floor, but keeps his eyes closed, wondering what Rodney's going to do. From the sound made when Rodney's within touching distance, it's not too hard to guess that Rodney's gone down on his knees. He pulls his hand out of his pants, waiting for Rodney to pull them down. Rodney doesn't. Instead, John feels his breath against the worn flannel of John's pants. "These are indecent," Rodney says, and John can feel his lips move with each word. When Rodney begins nipping carefully at John's dick and mouthing it through the flannel, it's surprisingly hot, and John moans as Rodney starts licking him. "I could..." he gasps out as the material over his cock becomes damp and clingy. "Lose the pants." "You said I could do what I wanted, and this is what I want," Rodney replies, punctuating his words with more licking.
Shut up and deal.
If you fuck insist. Rodney nips at that place just below the head of John's cock, and John has to lock his knees and grab at the doorframe to keep from crumpling to the floor. Reaching up, Rodney grabs John's ass in his hands, kneading it as he continues working on John's cock. Rodney, Jesus, Rodney, I'm gonna... Rodney slides his fingers between John's cheeks and pushes firmly at his hole, and John's warning trails off into a groan as he comes. He's still coming down from the aftershocks when his knees give out, and he ends up sitting down in front of Rodney, who has a very smug smile on his face. I wanted to do something for you, John says, reaching for the fly of Rodney's jeans. Rodney yawns broadly and leans against John. Take me to bed, jerk me off, and then let me sleep for as long as I can. You can take me out for breakfast tomorrow afternoon, too. I love a man with a plan, John says, as he helps Rodney to his feet.
So you too?
Rodney mumbles around another yawn. And yeah, okay. They've been together long enough now that they each know what the other is really saying. The end.